Chapter 2,
Your Creative Ability. God has put in you His creative ability. Your imaginative power is your creative ability. Of all the creatures of God, only man has creative ability. Dogs cannot imagine, goats can't, and no other beast can. Angels don't imagine. Man is the only one that can imagine. God has blessed you with a special gift of imaginative power. This imaginative power is your creative ability. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 2, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then it goes on to say, And the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The best word to describe the situation of the world at this time is chaotic. The world was a chaotic mess, and God had to do something about it. Your home may be in chaos today, and your thoughts may have brought you chaotic conditions of life. It may seem as though there's no end to your troubles, and this causes your heart to beat faster than normal. Here's what the Bible says about how God recreated the world from a chaotic situation. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. The Hebrew word translated moved is rakaf, which means to brood, to flutter. So we see that as the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters, God was brooding and conceiving something. God was incubating the beauty of light and creation, brooding on what the earth will look like. He desired that the earth be beautiful, that there should be light in the earth. And when He had fully conceived it, God brought it forth with His word. He spoke the beauty of the earth into being. The power of a positive desire. In Genesis chapter 1, God was operating on a spiritual principle which can be more clearly seen in James chapter 1, verse 14 to 15. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Sin is the product of lust. And lust actually means a strong, urgent, evil desire. Though this scripture directly relates to a negative desire, yet we find this principle does not only work in the negative realm, but also in the positive. When a man is tempted, his lust, that is, the wrong desire tried to pull him away. Finally, when he agrees with the wrong desire in his mind, he is enticed. Initially, a seed is sown when the man is drawn away by his own lust. This principle does not only work in the negative realm, because good desire can also conceive. And of course, you should expect a better result when good desire conceives. Light is stronger than darkness. Good is better, greater and stronger than evil. So if evil desire can conceive and bring forth, then good desire can conceive and bring forth its own kind. This is exactly what God demonstrated in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielded seed, and the fruit tree yielded fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And earth brought forth grass, and herb yielded seed after his kind, and the tree yielded fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. This is another principle. Everything brings forth after its own kind. So you see, when good desires conceives, it will naturally bring forth good things. Just as lust brings forth sin, it happens without being forced. So when God had fully conceived what He wanted the earth to be like, He spoke and it came into being. We know the story of Abraham. God had promised Abraham that he would be great and that his seed would be great. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Genesis chapter 13, verse 16. However, Abraham did not receive this promise because he did not believe. He could not fathom how an old man like himself could have children, nor how an old woman like Sarai then could bear children. However, in Genesis 15, verse 5, God awakened Abraham in the night and took him outside of his tent. And God brought him, Abraham, forth abroad and said, "Look not toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them." And he said unto him, "So shall thy seed be." And he, Abraham, believed in the Lord, and he, God, counted it to him for righteousness. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. God wanted to bless Abraham, but he needed Abraham's imagination. Abraham, not having any children and still living by the senses, could not imagine that his seed would be as innumerable as the dust of the earth, as God has said. So God had to appeal to his mind, and to do this, he took him outside, showed him the stars, and told him to count them. This helped Abraham's vision. As he looked into the stars, suddenly he caught God's idea. He began to see faces instead of those stars. He could see each one, and he could imagine the faces of his children in those stars as he tried counting, but he had to stop, for they were too many for him to count. Finally, his imagination caught it, and the Bible declares that he believed God, after which God changed his name from Abram, meaning exalted father, to Abraham, which means father of many. You see, God could not call him Abraham until he believed him and carried the vision of what he said inside of him. God also changed the name of his wife from Sarai, meaning contentious, to Sarah, meaning queen of princes or mother of princes. God did this so the picture he had established in Abraham's heart could be kept alive. God's principle was communicated to Abraham, and the Bible declares that Abraham, against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, and it happened. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken? So shall thy seed be. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. The woman with her issue of blood. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, Who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Here was a woman who had suffered from a terrible hemorrhage, issue of blood, and no doctor could help her, in spite of the amount of money she had spent. But when she heard of Jesus, she said, "If I could only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole." She kept painting this picture of herself made whole in her mind, and the desire to be healed, which had been birthed in her, continued to grow. With her imagination, she created a new picture of herself in her mind. That day, there were many people pressing upon Jesus, very likely many sick people. But it's only the record of this woman's healing we have in the Bible. Why? Because they did not have the same desire she had. She had defined her desire. You see, the word of God works every time. You can recreate your world, for God has put in you every quality that you need in this world to be who he has determined you to be. But it depends on you and what you want. What matters is your desire. What do you want? What do you want your world to look like? How do you want your home to be? Begin to paint the picture in your mind and brood over it. Let it fill your mind and allow the Holy Spirit to aid you by vitalizing your imagination with declarations from God's word concerning you. And soon, just like at the time of creation, you will speak it into being. When God created the world, it was a result of His desire and imaginative power at work. And when He finished, He called it good. Have a specific desire. Have a clear picture of what you want in your mind. Your desire will create a strong driving force, which will cause you to speak out and achieve your desired goals. Every desire is possible. There is no impossible desire. No impossible dreams gets to this world. A dream is a seed with enough life in it to cause it to come to pass, no matter what the circumstances may be. Let your dream grow.